Welcome back to the Midday Show. And what you just heard was the collaboration of Mike Marshall, mandolin virtuoso. You'll have to forgive me, Mike, for
No,
giving you such a
well.
heady title there. And the Brazilian guitarist, Alessandro Penezzi? Penezzi?
Panetti, yeah,
Penezzi.
Panetti.
Is it, I'm always curious if it's Penezzi or Penezzi.
Right.
I want to pronounce it the correct way, like his mother would have pronounced it,
Right. All these
Anyway.
Italians who immigrated to Brazil. He's from
Yeah.
Brazil. There.
Okay. Very good. Well, let me just mention, Mike and Alessandro are going to be performing together at this new venue, Tempo, in Kingston, 25 Wirt Street in Kingston, this Saturday evening, the 28th, at 8 o'clock, doors at 7. Its title is An Evening of Brazilian Charro Music with Virtuosos. There it is, Mike Marshall and Alessandro Penezzi. Let me just introduce you, Mike. Mandolin virtuoso, it keeps coming up. You,
Uh-oh.
I hope you're comfortable with that
I've
because it's
never.
everywhere. Brazilian guitar master Alessandro Penezzi come together for a luminous evening rooted in the elegance, swing, and rhythmic fire of Brazilian charro. Their collaboration, sparked in 2024 and quickly carried to international stages and recordings, unites two musicians who have each shaped the modern landscape of acoustic instrumental music. First question, Mike, and by the way, thank you for coming on coming on KZE today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Adam. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm thrilled to play this new room. This is a very exciting venue for the community there, huh?
It gives one hope. We were talking
And
before we went on the air, like how this is such a nerve center for music, especially rootsy music, but that they're opening yet another venue in the area.
that's
It's
wonderful.
a wonderful
That's
thing,
really great. You
especially
know,
for
we
guys like
there's
you.
there's Well, yeah, I mean, you're in the belly of the beast, as you said it, and geographically, so much acoustic and roots music and world music have were discovered through people who are living in your area, and it's just been a vibrant place for many years, 30, 40, 50 years now, huh?
Exactly. So I think that you'll have a very enthusiastic audience. I
Yeah, I
would
mean,
guess.
for folks
And
who
if I
don't know what choro is, Brazilian
that was my
choro,
first question.
that's probably where we ought to spend a little time because they may know my music coming from the bluegrass side of things and having played with, all these different acoustic music phenoms over the years. But this is a different thing, you know.
So tell people, I know that it translates, correct me if I'm wrong, to little cry.
Yeah, it's chorinho is a diminutive, and choro means to cry. But there's lots of discussion about the roots of the music. But it's basically that beautiful f mixture when European art music and dance forms came over from Italy and Portugal and France and Germany, even the polkas and waltzes, and they fused with the African rhythms in Brazil and formed this style. Not unlike American jazz did the same thing in New Orleans, and ragtime was formed around the same time. But these tunes are just so infectious, and it has that unbelievable groove that is quintessential in all Brazilian music. And Alessandro is such a master of the style. I mean, he grew up in that world. Much like you would think of bluegrass musicians who come from Kentucky or something. I mean, he grew up in the heart of it and learned all the repertoire at a very young age. And he's also very adventurous in terms of, playing with somebody like myself. And we're going to stretch the boundaries a little bit and bring both of our worlds together in many ways.
How did you guys meet?
Well, I knew about him, of course, and he knew about me from just watching each other on the internet and hearing each other's recordings. But there's a great Brazilian music workshop, a camp in California called California Brazil Camp. And he had been teaching there for, it's 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks of August, and it's been going for 25 years. I mean, they bring up the best of the best Brazilian musicians, and it's just a fantastic hang. So I went up last August and met him, just walked in the place, you know, because I
Yeah,
just
that's
sort of
funny.
grabbed him by the arm and said, "You, me, we must play now." And I've been studying this music for many years. I
Yeah.
discovered it when I was playing with David Grisman as a 20-year-old. David had a cassette of one of the great composer mandolinists, Jacob de Bandelim, who you probably have heard of. David has since put out two volumes of his wonderful music. So that's where I first heard the music and started learning some of the tunes. But I've been down to Brazil now several times and got bit real hard by the bug.
Sounds like it. Well, since you brought up this camp in California, it's sort of loosely connected to a workshop that you guys are doing on Sunday.
That's right.
We may as well mention it. On Sunday, March 29th at 11 a.m., you can join both Mike and Alessandro for a Brazilian charro instrumental workshop. You may as well touch on it. Touch
That's
on it.
right. I'm very excited to see and meet some of the musicians who might be interested in this music. And it's, you know, there's a Northeastern workshop as well, Choro East, I think it's called. So there must be some interest around that community. And the wonderful thing about this style is that if you're coming from a classical music background and can read notation, you're in good shape because it doesn't necessarily demand a kind of deep ability to improvise. You know, if you play what's on the written page, and somebody like Alessandro and myself provide the groove, you can really get excited, and it's really up your alley, and you'll hang in there just fine. So I'm encouraging all instruments to come join us, and we'll just have a big, they call it a roda, a big jam session. Roda de choro is a circle where
Guess
everyone's playing
you
the tunes. We play them in
necessarily you
unison,
yeah.
you know, everyone playing the melody. Maybe if somebody's adventurous, we'll give them a chance to improvise, but we'll break down the style a little bit, explain how the rhythms
I guess
work. And
necessarily you picked up a little bit of Portuguese on the way.
well, not as much as I wish. You might not know my wife is Katharina Lichtenberg, a great German classical mandolinist. So I've been
Wow.
living in Germany
Wow.
about half the year, and I'm trying to learn German. So the Portuguese and the Italian has had to take a back seat.
Listen, I have to tell you something. As challenging as Portuguese, as German may be, I'm with a Danish woman,
Okay.
so I don't want to hear about it.
Oh, the Danish must
Danish,
be equally difficult.
it's like German, only like with a I don't know, like a maybe like a softball in your mouth or
Oh,
something.
God,
It's
that's what they say.
really hard to, and I'm pretty good. Like, I've been playing music all my life, and
Sure, okay.
I have an ear. I'm pretty good at mimicking and all these things
Sure,
as
sure,
well.
sure.
But I Janish has got me. It's the one thing.
Oh boy.
I'm talking to Mike Marshall, the of course the mandolin virtuoso, regarding a concert he's performing along with Alessandro Panizzi on Saturday at 8 o'clock at Tempo. It's a new venue in Kingston, and you can go to their website, tempokingston.org, I'm pretty sure, and get tickets and find out details. Just tell me, I want to know. It's such a, such a an appe an attractive genre of music. I want to say it's kind of hybrid music. There's obviously so many of you guys have been doing it. There's the whole Appalachian
Yes.
subgenre that was, started to become very popular about 25 years ago or so. I worked at Sony Music at the time, so I know because we released a bunch of them
Okay, yeah, we
with
recorded some of
you.
those records with Bela
Yeah.
Fleck and
And
Edgar Meyer, sure.
Mark O'Connor
Mark
and
O'Connor,
all your other
Yo-Yo Ma, yeah, there was
Yo-Yo
a nice
Ma.
interest
Yes.
in bridging the worlds of
Oh,
classical
it's so
music and
fantastic. And the music of Ry Cooder, who's played with all sorts of world music artists. And where did your passion for this start?
Well, yeah, as I said, I met David Grisman. He hired me to be in
That
his
was the
band
beginning.
when I was still a teenager. And hanging out with somebody like him, I mean, he's one of those, you know, he grew up on the East during the big folk music revival, and that's where a lot of this started, right in your neighborhood, right? Between New York and Greenwich Village and Woodstock and that connection. and folks like Alan Lomax going down south and discovering all this music. But the world music interest happened at the same time,
I see.
whether you're talking about klezmer music or all the music that was coming out of Brazil and Puerto Rico and Cuba and all of that. I mean, it's just, we're living in such a rich time right now where we have all this access, especially. But of course, I'm talking like 40 years ago, it was a little bit more difficult to
Sure, you
get
had air
access.
travel, but you didn't have the internet.
Exactly. So we would pass cassettes around and whatever we could find. If somebody
Yeah.
traveled down some other location and brought back LPs, so the work was a little trickier. But I just developed a passion for it. I mean, being a mandolin player, to discover that there's a whole mandolin tradition in another country that you didn't know about, that's pretty thrilling. And these melodies are, they're complicated. They have a lot of chromaticisms and modulations, much like jazz, And yet, I was talking about Jacob de Bandolim. He wrote a lot of this music on the mandolin, so it fits comfortably in our range, violin or mandolin. And so I just fell deep down into the rabbit hole and came back after a trip to Brazil with a stack of CDs 2 feet high and all the books I could find with any
Yeah.
transcriptions, and just went to work learning the music. It's just so
Yeah. So you had
infectious.
to really work. I mean, imagine after decades of working more in acoustic or bluegrass space. I
Right.
hate that term, but I'm going to use it. But I wondered if, like, transcending or transitioning into using these other palettes of rhythms, and if that
Well,
was
certainly that was a
instinctually,
big
were you
job.
instinctually, well, I'm sorry.
That was a big job, no question about it.
Okay,
You
yeah.
know, especially the rhythmic aspect of it.
You had to
To
go back to work.
write, because I grew up with bluegrass and fiddle music and, the fiddle tunes of the Appalachians. But of course, I'm young enough to have been open-minded to all different American styles, certainly blues and rock, but it's all connected to the American accent, So anytime we're going to dive into something like Brazilian music or Cuban or Puerto Rican, the rhythmic part of it is very important. And it wasn't until I started hanging out with percussionists and really trying to mimic the swing of how there's an instrument called a pandeiro, which is like a tambourine. And they play the rhythms for you on that. And just to try to groove a simple chord rhythm behind that instrument is really your education, to get deep into that feel. And then to go to Brazil several times now and being thrown into the jam sessions. And, they knew who I was because I was a mandolin player, and they were excited to meet me. And I mean, it's been some of the most incredible experiences to go there and just jam all night long with musicians. And that's where I learned the most. You can only get so much of it from recordings. At some point, you just have to be in the place and understand how the music functions socially. And
The expression where you have to mandolin up
yeah,
and
well,
junk
that's
it.
good. I like it. Oh God, I haven't used it yet. And I've been teaching workshops for 40 years. You just gave
Well,
me a
there you
real
go. Just
good one. Okay.
it
You're a
just came to
words
me. It's I can't say the original version of that anymore
guy.
because it's
Yeah,
just
right.
obnoxious as hell.
No.
Mike Marshall, what a pleasure. And I can't wait to see you perform live on Saturday. Tom Kruger did a very good programming job there with you and Alessandro. An evening of charro music. And am I pronouncing that right? Charro
Yeah,
music?
well, I would say choro. It's
Charro.
pitch
Thank
is a
you.
little softer, yeah.
Charro
Or
music. Charro.
choru. I think the O on the end, it gets a tiny
Okay.
bit of a U sound. So since you're a language guy, choru.
I am, and I think it's important
Yeah.
to not anglicize or Americanize words, especially not doing it intentionally, for God's sake. Saturday night at Tempo Kingston.
Come on
Yeah,
out, folks. It's
come
going to
on.
be fun. You got to see this guitarist. You guitarists out there,
Yeah.
Alexander plays a seven-string instrument. It has a low C
Oh,
on the
I haven't.
bottom,
Okay.
and that's part of the tradition. Is the
Yeah.
melody instrument plays the melody, and the seven-string guitar improvises these bass lines through the melody as a kind of counterpoint. It's just so exhilarating while putting all of that rhythmic juice behind me. It's a carpet. I just am in heaven riding on.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, why don't we give folks a little bit of a sample, and why don't you
Oh,
choose, I'll put you on the
good
spot here,
idea.
you choose the song that we're going to go to after we call
Okay,
it.
this is one of the most famous songs. If you were to play this song on any street corner or cafe in Brazil, everyone would sing along or know the melody. Noites Cariocas, which means Rio Nights, and written by that mandolin player I was telling you about, Jacob do Bandolim. It's arguably his most famous piece. Noites Cariocas.
Thank you. All right, we'll see you Saturday night. Thank you, Mike.
See you then, Adam. Great to talk to you.
Same here. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.